Yo, what's schmackin', NBA hoop fans, basketball fans, 2K community, Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alums, you know the voice, man. I'm sick as fuck, but it is what it is. I'm still here, man. L. Scott Fitzgerald, the demigod is in the building. I'm snotty as shit, but it is what it is. Just get a nigga, we back, lil. Welcome to the vibe. I can't hear worth a damn. My ears are stopped up. And my throat has been feeling raspy, but it is what it is. Excuse me. Pardon me, y'all. This is going to be a gross-ass intro right here, huh? If it's your first, second, third time listening, I appreciate you. If you haven't already, man, smack yourself and smash the like button, smash the favorite button. The numbers are going up. I appreciate you guys for favoriting. You guys have been smashing the favorite button, so I appreciate you guys. Let's run it up. Let's get the numbers going. Join the Hall of Fame alums. Subscribe. Follow the Twitter, man, at HOF Press Pass. That is where all the podcasts come out. We're on every platform that you can hear a podcast on. Spotify, Apple, Google, SoundCloud, CastBox, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Overcast, Breaker. We're everywhere, man. Anywhere that you can hear, man. Spreaker too, man. Shout out to them boys, man. We are definitely getting on YouTube because of Spreaker. So shout out to Spreaker. Let's talk about it, though, man. Welcome to the barbershop. Close the door. Come on in. Pull up a seat. My nose is stopped up. My Twitter is at JustLScottDoe. Join the conversation. How are you doing today, loved ones? I am okay. I am feeling good. I saw the NBA awards. Got off work and basically watched the rest of it. I missed Bradley Beal receiving his award for the assist for the NBA Cares that he does. He won the assist award. Shout outs to Kia, man. Everybody looked nice, you know what I'm saying? Shout outs to Shaq. He did okay jobs and host. There's lots of good video, man. Shout outs to the videographers and the editing company, whoever does the editing for the NBA. Shout outs to them boys, man. They definitely put in some above average work all the time. You heard me? You heard me. I sound like deaf, boy. I feel like deaf. If I don't sound like deaf, I feel like deaf. I feel like I'm talking out of my mouth, like all nasty, trying to breathe out of my mouth. My nose is ugh. It is what it is, man. Ugh. But I witnessed the MIP award. I saw the sixth man get given to Lou Williams, man. I missed that. But I did see the most improved player award. It's crazy, man. Lou Williams wins sixth man of the year. You know what I'm saying, though? He had no competition, really, for the sixth man competition. Shout outs to Luka. He won rookie of the year, man. I felt good. You know what I'm saying? That was expected. You know what I'm saying? I didn't see his acceptance speech. But it is what it is, man. I'm not going to go too far into it. I saw the Lifetime Achievement Awards. Shout out to Samuel Jackson. He was on there. He was doing pretty good. Didn't get out of pocket or anything like that. He brought up Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. Are we done with Magic Johnson now? He's got a Lifetime Achievement Award. So has Larry Bird gotten his. I mean, we're giving people flowers while they can still smell them, though, which is why the award show is a little bit better visually than, you know what I'm saying? But I think the timing is just wrong. Like, that scheduling, they got to fix it a little bit. I think it should be, boom, championship. Boom, you get your parade, the day after the parade, there you go, have the award show, and knock that out, man. Make sure that season is capped off, you know what I'm saying? Trey's going into the next season, people excited about all of this different stuff, and you know what I'm saying? What would have happened if James Harden all of a sudden would have traded teams or something like that, and, you know what I'm saying, demanded a trade, like, what would his, like, speech be? his speech would have been crazy if he would have won. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I went to war with these guys, but I'm on to better things. Like, you know what I'm saying? It would be crazy. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man. Throw the whole scheduling away, though. Definitely throw the whole scheduling away, because that shit ain't working. Not at all. Shout-outs to Coach Mike Budenholzer. He got Coach of the Year, and following that, you had Giannis winning the MVP award. Giannis's MVP award speech definitely did bring a slight tear to my eye, because he talked about, you know what I'm saying, at 18 and being back in Greece, and then it's like, okay, that was kind of, you know, it's like, do you really remember how tough it was for Giannis when he first came into the league? Like, it was kind of tough, and options were slim, you know what I'm saying? He didn't have too many, but he overcame those things, and then he talked about his brothers or whatever. Yeah, so that's where it got a little spooky, you know what I'm saying? But is what it is, man. Definitely congratulations to everyone who won anything tonight, any award. Shout outs to Amanda Seals. She was on there looking good. Shout outs to her. I don't even feel good saying this shit, man. I feel bad, man. Shout outs to the Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alums that still rocking with me, though, man. I feel horrible, but I am here with you guys. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me, so I appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. So I am still here rocking with you, man. Once again, the Twitter is at JustDaleScott if you want to join the conversation, man. The MVP is Giannis, man. After all of this time, who saw that coming? Who saw Mike Budenholzer coming? Who saw Luka Doncic coming? Those were the top three, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the sixth man was wow, you know what I'm saying? Easy, simple. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But, small thing to a giant, man. Let's talk about something else, man. Just a fist reaction, though, man, to the NBA Awards. How did you guys feel about that, man? Make sure that you guys hit me up in the comment section. Let me know, thumbs up, thumbs down, how bad was the award show? Or how good was the award show? I mean, you guys love to run away with the negativity, so let's talk about how bad it was. It doesn't matter, man. Join the conversation at Justel Scott, man. Thanks for listening to the show. Hit me up on Twitter. And check me out on our Orbit Amino app, man, at HOF Press Badge, man. Log on to the HOFPressBadge.com for the exclusive content. Couldn't have been 10. It had to be 11, man. Couldn't have been 10. If you're feeling the vibe and enjoying the ride, then I'm on my road to 99. Episode 23 is out. Make sure that you guys check it out. I believe it's up on YouTube. I'm going to have to check it out tonight. But like, comment, review, subscribe. Check me out, man. Continue to inspire me, to inspire you. Just a fist reaction to the NBA award show right here, man. It was a lot of inspirational things that happened tonight. A lot of things that can inspire you to do your best and do greatness, you know what I'm saying? Strive for greatness. Just continue to, that for emotion is for emotion, man. Just continue to move towards your dreams. Don't let those dreams just stay up in your head. If you think you can do it, you can do it. Remember, if you like it first, be first, man, because that me too, like, yeah, I like that too, yeah, and just jumping on a wave. If you don't like something, or if you like something, go for it. If you don't like it, don't go for it. It is what it is, man. Hall of Fame Press Badge is the show. L. Scott Fitzgerald is the name, and basketball is the game, man. We're not on ESPN Radio, Fox Sports Radio, NBA TV, Disney Airways, or none of that good stuff yet, but we don't get this soon enough, man. Let's run it up. Continue to inspire me, to inspire you. Just a fist reaction to the NBA award show. Shout outs to Giannis, man. Ball is life. Let's grind. Close the door behind you on your way up out this spot. As you lead the scene and shake the spot, man, the shop is closed. It's fits. And like that, I'm sick as hell. We gone.
explain what is there to gain.
Oh shit, I forgot. Pascal Siakam won the Most Improved Player of the Year award, along with Rudy Gobert winning back-to-back Defensive Player of the Year awards. Forgot about that. Hall of Fame press band. Just ill, man.